Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing, I'll be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Culture Lab, it's time for Big Facts, Big Bang, Baby Jade, DJ Scream. And today we're having a conversation with the one and only Blanco Brown. Blanco Brown, don't pull it up on us right here on Big Facts. What's up, what's up, what's up, my brother? Hey, how you feeling today?
Hey, man, say, man, I'm great.
You great?
Yes, sir.
So the first thing I want to really understand is, would you consider the sound of the music you making like country music? Because I've heard country music. I've heard, what is it, trailer, trap? Like what?
Yes, sir.
Like urban, western? Like what the fuck is it?
It's country music meets trap music. I just bridge the gap. Trailer trap.
Okay, trailer trap.
Trailer trap.
Trailer trap music.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And how did you come up with this trailer trap sound?
Man, at first I was doing traditional country music, and folks was in the studio saying, man, this ain't gonna work. You gonna go to Nashville, they ain't gonna take it serious, blase, blase. I was like, man, listen to Darius Rucker, he made it. They were like, yeah, but he tricked everybody. He was in Hootin' the Blowfish. And I started just listening to more of the songs, and I was just like, you know what? I love country music, but I also love trap music. I came up on Kilo Ali and got dang on Outkast, the whole nine, straight from Bankhead. And I wanted to implement some of those instrumentations into my sound. So I started putting 808s on it because I was doing 808s on everything else, gospel, pop, records, everything. So that's how I came up with the sound.
Mm. So you were coming up listening to the rap music. Was you listening to country music too?
Yeah, definitely. During the summer times, I would go to Butler, Georgia, making
grits. You said Butler?
Butler. Yep.
I thought I heard of every part of Georgia. I ain't never heard. Y'all heard of Butler?
What's the population of Butler?
I ain't never heard of Butler.
Man, I don't know. I mean,
it's like about, little or like
probably
a lot?
Probably about 1,000, 1,500 people.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Yep. Taylor County.
Okay.
Warner Robins, Buena Vista, Thomaston, Georgia. Mm.
That whole Thomaston, night. That's where they have Niggas Day at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Butler right beside that.
I heard of that.
Yep. Okay.
So you can see yourself just doing country trap music. You can see yourself a country nigga.
But I just consider myself doing whatever I feel like.
No, I'm saying, like, because I feel like I'm a country. Because I'm from the city. I feel like how we speak is different. Like, do you consider yourself a country, like, South? Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm straight country, man. I'm hood mixed with a little country.
That's but I feel like
why niggas don't like to embrace that shit?
I think it's
nigga, I feel like real shit. Country nigga, when you say a nigga is a country nigga, like it embodies more than like just their speech and like the way they think and shit like that. Like when I think of a country nigga, I think of a nigga with some big ass clothes.
You talking about like my country boy?
No.
You know how a nigga be like my country boy coming?
Yeah, no, I'm thinking about country. Okay, you know how like for instance, just like. In our city, some, like, city niggas, Atlanta niggas feel like Decatur niggas are country. You know what I'm saying? Like,
some Decatur niggas feel like Westside niggas could.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know, because
it go both ways.
Yeah, but when you think of a country nigga, like, you think of a nigga that doesn't fit in the norm. Like, if a nigga walked in here with, like, some big-ass clothes on and some of those little... diamond square earrings from the middle of the mall.
He just boogie.
That nigga is country as fuck.
He boogie.
That's country.
Okay.
Yeah, I think people look at it two different ways, but I'm definitely country all day.
Me too.
Yes, sir.
Is it a difference between being country and being like Southern? I feel like there's a difference between being Southern.
I think Southern is more gentleman.
Okay. I can go for that.
Yeah.
Hospitality.
Yeah. That's okay. Southern. So we all have Southern traits if we raised by the right type of people.
Manners.
But what's some of the traits of being country?
It ain't no discretion. I love being country. I wouldn't change it from there.
Yeah, I got you.
Like you walk around outside with your shoes off and shit.
That, is that a trait of being country or is that a stereotype?
Like you don't care about having...
But is that a real trait of being country or is that just a stereotype?
Like you sit on the porch and like... picking your toes and eating watermelon.
You stereotyping
like,
country people though. No, you can have a full suit on and be country.
It's the way you do things that makes you
at country. That moment you are not country, but when you take that suit off and you pick your toes on the porch and walk around with no shoes, then you go back to being country.
That sounds like a generalization. I feel you though.
No, I'm just saying, like, based upon like just stuff that we've seen. You know what
I'm saying?
Like, especially like on TV and shit, like that they depict those people as country, like people.
Got you.
On the farm,
no, for sure.
And, you know what I'm saying? All that kind of shit.
Leave it to Bieber and the
hillbilly, yes,
all that type of stuff. But
what?
I'm saying like hood, a hood nigga, right? Mm-hmm. A hood nigga can have on a whole suit and be distinct, but he's still a hood nigga at a core.
So yeah, but that's not country.
I'm saying hood or I'm using an example. You could be country. Listen,
as a parallel,
if he goes to the Grammys and he's at the Grammys and he got that shit on, right? Mm-hmm. He at the core, he's still a country nigga. He thinking about them chitlins or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it ain't the outfit.
It ain't the.
It's just who you are.
It's just who you are on the inside.
That's how I feel.
It's the way you come off. That's what I'm trying to get at.
But if you're not like that, I feel like this. If you're not like that all of the time, and you know how to turn it on and turn it off, I don't really consider you a country nigga.
No, so, but even if you hood and you go into a business meeting and you got to put on a different persona, you still hood.
Jay-Z like, still hood.
I feel like we can't compare hood and country because it's two totally different things.
No, it's different.
It's the same. It's a trap. I'm straight hood. I'm about everything. You understand me? But I still have my country essences. I've noodled. Y'all know what noodling is.
No, I don't.
Well, I got tricked into putting my hand into some water with a bait, and a catfish came up and grabbed my arm. That's called noodling.
Ooh.
But it can get dangerous because sometimes it's a snapping turd that come up. Sometimes it might be a little baby gator.
Why the hell would you do that?
Man, listen, as a kid in the country, I got dared to put my arm in the goddamn swamp water.
That's some country. Now, that's country.
Yeah.
Now, goddamn, that's country.
That's country. That's country.
I'm talking about with crawfish and the whole nine.
But why do they the word? Like, what's the difference?
That's crazy.
You know how you hear the phrase, "Oh, she got a big old country booty." What's the difference between a country booty and a big booty? Why they say country?
It did the walk.
It's different.
She said the walk.
It's the walk.
What's the difference?
It's the difference.
What's the difference?
Like, a country ass is meaty. Like a big butt is like a big butt could be like a big wide flat ass.
It gotta be real
like
too.
Just
it gotta be real to be country.
Yeah, you gotta be real. It has to also be real, but it's gonna be like big and meaty and full and voluptuous.
Okay, that's a country booty.
A country butt come in the room after you.
Cause you can't.
You know, when you preach and you in two different area codes at the same time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's a country butt.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Clarity on what country is right here. On
you be
Fact.
Talking about God up here and you be still in the hood back there.
How many people tried to deny you or what you were trying to do?
Man, some of everybody. But the funny thing is, a lot of people always ask me, is it like white people that don't accept it? It was the black people that telling me I couldn't do it at the beginning. So I didn't really see a parallel between the two. I just knew what I love to do. So I kept on doing what I love to do. Couldn't nobody tell me how to do it, how not to do it. It was whatever I wanted to do.
But let me ask you this, because we've had this discussion before in a previous episode about like how some comedians kind of dumb down their gift and their ability to be able to be funny and like do the skits and shit because their homeboys might not think that it's the right thing to do to make them look cool. Have you ever come up against that? And how do you, I guess, battle with that without battling within yourself about what you know you're here to do?
See, that's for humble people. I'm not humble.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, humble means to lessen yourself to make everybody else around you feel adequate.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
That's not in my DNA or my character.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You understand me? I'm modest. So I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
Okay.
And keep it 100 with myself, because if I fail, if I'm successful, it's all going to come back to me. Mm-hmm. Everybody around you start asking for things, as soon as you make it. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you got to know how to live in a space where you are actually being useful and not useless. So that's what I live in. And humble is at the back of the dictionary for me.
Okay.
I saw somewhere that you want to fly planes or you do fly planes?
Oh, I'm learning how to fly helicopters right now.
So you actually been up there and...
I ain't took off nowhere. I probably wouldn't be here if I was this. But I'm learning how to fly them right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm learning the mechanics of them.
Okay.
Now, I actually have a pilot teacher that actually does like when people, you know, I forgot the name, but if it's a rush to the hospital, we need to get you there ASAP.
Airlift.
He does that every day.
Mm.
And then he's teaching me on his off time.
Mm. Why that? I'm just curious. Like, why particularly that? Because you could pick up any hobby.
I plan on buying one. And whenever I buy stuff, I got to know the mechanics of how to do it and what not to do with it. Anything I ever invested in, I have learned.
From top to bottom.
From top to bottom.
Like, you wouldn't buy a Wendy's and you don't know how to flip a burger.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. I wouldn't buy a diamond if I don't know how to look at the facets in it.
Yeah.
I got the microscopes and everything to 100 goddamn on time spectrum. And I got the loop, everything. I just know how to do everything. If I'm going to buy it, I'm going to invest in it. You can't tell me what I'm buying, and I'm going to take your word for it. I don't trust that well.
Mm.
I got to go see it for myself. Mm-hmm. Proof in the pudding, that's what grandma used to say.
Mm. Yeah.
Respect that. What about you had a bad accident. Was it?
2020?
Motorcycle?
Yep. Shout out to Indian Motorcycle. They showed number love. I was on my FTR 1200 Fabron Road right here in Georgia, leaving the Monica and Brandy
versus
viewing with some friends. Bent the corner in second gear, got hit by a drunk driver head on.
God damn, on a motorcycle?
Yeah, I was doing about 25 second gear, and I went through the windshield, landed on the bed of the truck, bled out, died en route to the hospital. Two new arms, new legs, and a brand new pelvis. They didn't know if I was going to walk again. 9 months later.
Hold on, repeat. Hold on. Slow down.
You said you bled out. You bled out and died on the back of the truck?
Yep. En route to the hospital. As soon as I got to Grady, I flatlined. Resuscitated. The drunk driver, I was telling him why he was looking at me. I'm like, man, why would you be in my lane? Why would you do that? And he was just looking crazy. Dumbfounded face. And then I had to tell them how to take my Bell helmet off, because Bell had just sent me a carbon fiber helmet, told me to try it out. It worked.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, but man, this is the funny part. When I saw the paramedics arrive and it said Grady, I said, I might be all right. Because I just know about the trauma department. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, Grady got a number one trauma department in the nation, right?
Man, they number one. Mm-hmm. When I got on the back of that ambulance, I was goddamn pleading the blood of Jesus the whole time. That's what grandma used to teach me to do no matter what happened. You know what I'm saying? You scared of something, you don't know how you're going to go into it. Real response, plead the blood of Jesus. And I as a paramedic, I said, if I can make a call, man, if you don't think I'm going to make it, let me make a call. And I just wanted to, you know, make that one call. But I blanked out, woke up, and before you know it, I was in a white room, god dang it. I went through my first, like, break-in sober. They couldn't give me, like, no anesthesia, anything. I ain't have enough blood. I had 12 blood transfusions, 24 hours of surgery. She broke my wrist back while looking at me and talking to me.
Shit,
she broke my leg back in place, and I had compound fractures. The bone went both ways out of the leg. This kneecap split halfway up, halfway down, so I got a fake kneecap. Metal through my arms, pelvis reconstructed, ring wires, the whole nine. And I went through that while I was looking at the lady saying, I'm sorry, but I got to do this. And she was breaking them. It felt like a fake movie. I was in there yelling.
So they did all of that, and you were awake?
I was sober, awake. No anesthesia, no pain medicine, no nothing. They couldn't give me anything.
Like, were you in shock or something? Like, and that's why you did. You felt it?
I went in no shock. People who I don't know how God built me, but I might be built a little different, to tell you the truth. When I hit the goddamn gone truck at the center line, he was trying to get back into his lane. I was trying to dodge him because he was head on in my lane. When I went through, I landed. I blanked for a split second. I remember my helmet hitting the glass and then flipping through the air and landing on the metal toolbox. And God dang it, I talked to the people and saved my own life with the grace of God, because the helmet was choking me. The strap had to tighten up because it pulled my face mask. I got pictures I can show y'all, but the face mask was still in the windshield. And I was on the bed of the truck. And yeah, man, I talked them through how to take my helmet off and everything. I never went into shock.
Two questions. Like, I'll say for one, have you gotten back on the bike?
Yeah. Indian sent me another one, a FTR 1200 carbon fiber limited edition bike. And I used that one for my first video that I shot after my wreck.
So you got back on the bike. That's correct. I salute you.
Didn't do nothing to me.
You're right.
But I never put one on the road again.
Got you. That's what I was saying.
I ride it on my land.
Got you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
How did it ship you, though? How did it ship your mindset?
Man, I always had purpose over everything. I never do anything that don't have a meaning. If Blanco name is attached to it, that's something that solidifies why I'm there. If it ain't nothing solidifying, like me here today, like I rock with you, I rock with what I've seen you doing. I've been rocking with her since back in the day when she was taking the money at the club, though. You understand me? She don't even remember Club Chocolate whole nine. Yes, sir. Yeah, so like, YouTube screen, like, God dang it, I rock with y'all. And I heard about the interview. I said, man, I'm going to show up because they actually the ear to the streets. You understand me? I got to be there. And I come from the west side of Atlanta, Georgia. So everything I do is intentional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's how I move through life.
Nah, really.
For sure.
Gotta respect that. So what else, like, in your day to day? Like, you want to fly a plane? You on some country stuff? You learn that? You do country things? Like,
yes, sir.
What else you into that we might not know about?
Man, classic cars.
Classic cars. Okay. Yep, what's some of your favorites?
I just got an 87 GNX, all original paint, low mileage. I'm talking about, like, no repaint or nothing. That my child. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody who know cars, that's like Grand National on steroids. They only made 547. They're originally going to do 500, but they did an additional 47 more. Mm. I got a 67 GTO. That my child, too.
Okay.
I got a 65 Gold Hurst GTO. 84 Hurts Cutlass, T-top. I got a 67 Chevelle, L79. That's a 327.
Hard top or convertible?
Hard top. But that's a 327 that had the same amount of power as a 396, but they couldn't market it as the same car because it would have made the 396 less attractive. Mine's called the Sleeper, which is rare. They said they need Elsa's. About what? When
I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Now, this is how I read what you're saying. I know some of them cars, some of them I do, some of them I don't, but I'm reading that this country music money must be different. That's how, because I'm adding it up like, hold on, that's more than rap, huh?
Yeah,
man.
You're saying original, yeah. No restructure.
That ain't cheap.
Like,
that, it ain't
that
cheap.
Like money.
It ain't
now,
cheap.
I got title, bill sheet, protecto plates. The whole nine. Extensive research on the car.
But you skipped over the country music money being a different part.
No, I mean, I think country music and all the music the same. The difference between that is I own my masters. I own everything.
Who at your shows, though? Like, man, mostly women?
I got black and white folk. When you look at my statistics, it's 60-40, more women than men. But guess what? Women bring out the men. So I would rather have the heart of the women before anything, mm-hmm. because the men gonna follow. Mm-hmm. And then if you got the heart of the kids, you're going to have the household. So I have the household also because I have young kids that are inspired by my story and how I went into everything. I keep this quote in the back of my head and in the front of my mind. It's about my story, not the glory. And I express that through all of my essence, purpose of everything. So, yeah, man, the country money is the same as any money. I think it's based on the business you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big investor. Me and my partner Hardbottom, we got some avenues and things we didn't invest it in. We got some land. I mean, some everything. Anything that's huge that's going on, he always hits me up and say, hey, this is another opportunity. So, you know, we locked in.
Let me ask you this. Do you do rodeos?
I've never been to one, but I just got invited to one right here in Georgia in May.
In what?
Georgia.
That's country. Georgia.
Yep.
J-O-G-A.
Man. Yep. So I'll be going to one this year.
Where's that? I want to go.
I'm going to find out all the details, but I think it's like Peachtree City or something.
Yeah, y'all going to do bull riding and all
what
that?
They do at rodeos?
Bull riding, right?
Man, they do trail riding.
That should be fun.
You talk about some of everything here that I never knew about until people start telling me about these things. Rodeos, I mean, you got live music and...
They got awesome food. I mean, they have some of the best food trucks.
Oh, I'm a real food person. Yes.
Nah, this nigga's a vegan.
Oh, yeah. All I eat is fish. I don't eat dairy or anything. I was vegan for five years.
He don't even eat that.
Plant-based.
He said he was plant-based 5 years.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
What made you go back to the fish?
Man, being on the road, not having no options in there.
Yeah.
I'm talking about every day was a salad if it wasn't that enough. And I got tired of eating greens. So I was just like, I got to get some milk going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and the fish was the lesser of the three evils.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat no chicken. I had a bad experience with some chicken. I bit into a piece of chicken. It had like a ulcer or something in that song. I'm talking about it was not right. And a lot of people, my friend know that story. I bit into that piece of chicken and it had like a bubble in it. Never touched chicken again.
Yeah, that shit fucked up.
Beef, turkey. Mm-hmm. I can't tell none of that. And then chicken ain't even real. When did you first hear about chicken?
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
You said, when did we hear about chicken?
Yeah, who made chicken? Because it didn't exist when Pilgrims was celebrating Thanksgiving.
It was turkey. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
They probably just wasn't fucking with the chicken.
Man, they procreated that bird. Just like tilapia.
So Noah ain't have a chicken
that's a remix.
Arts?
It's a remix.
I can go.
No one has it like chickens
like
on the
heart. It's like these dogs out here with no legs. Yeah.
So y'all telling me chicken is some man-made shit like tilapia?
Man, listen. Yes.
Like a Frenchie.
Mm. Yes. Why you think you have so much? Anything that we do that we want to make everybody
that's cold.
Consume.
That's cold.
We make it in bulk for people to get sick.
Yes. That's cold. Because nigga, ain't no way in the hell.
Micro dosage though.
All us can order 1,000-piece wings and they on the way. Everybody in that motherfucking get 1,000-piece wings in less than 10 minutes.
We know where greens come from. We look around, we see trees. We never out of trees. So that's natural.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, sir.
You right. Anything they put, they make it, it's just too much of this shit.
Then they introduce plant-based veganism, but then they implemented soy in just about everything, which is also a killer.
Yeah. Right.
So silent they killer, figure out a way to make junk out of everything.
You gotta push off that soy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That wheat gluten, like you said, figure that out. Mm-hmm. That jackfruit, the best.
That's what I'm
jackfruit,
on.
Jackfruit, that's it.
It's an ugly fruit, but it's a beautiful taste.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get any texture out of it that you want. I can make some dishes. Mm. Now, that's what I do on my spare time, too, now.
Cooking.
I'm Me Chef too. Blanco.
Okay. Me too. Okay.
Look, I just made a jackfruit pot roast.
Bye.
Good.
Trying to tell you.
The same thing.
Mm.
Better.
Trying to tell you. Yep.
I like it. What's your thoughts, Jay? Come on now. Every other time you're talking, like talk about this chicken and this meat.
She's still thinking about it.
And these ulcers on the meat.
Let me ask y'all this. When y'all be cooking like with the jackfruit shit, like Black was just saying he made some jackfruit spaghetti and all of that. Do y'all like use like spaghetti sauce and stuff still?
Yeah. It's all the same shit.
Yep. Yep.
You're just swapping out the meat.
But you don't
you can get some jackfruit tacos, and we would have gave you some. I'm telling you, you wouldn't know. It would have been your Taco Tuesday, and you could have your tequila, and you wouldn't have known until the next day when we told you.
I'm talking about it'd be good to you.
See, what I did at first to go vegan, I tricked myself by just eating all the junk food shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Then that's how you keep your taste buds the exact same as the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Then when you start cooking and your palate's changed, you damn near eat any of that shit.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about you won't even miss like the
well,
other
I
stuff.
Did have one time some oyster mushrooms that tasted like chicken.
Yeah, I mean, it's different stuff you could try. Definitely. Where you get them from, though?
See, that's some chicken right there.
Spot, the greatest of places.
Chicken order right there.
Oh, fine. Man.
Awesome.
1,000-piece.
He said pulse.
Man, it was horrible.
I know.
When I tell you, I spit it out and I said, no, ain't no way man. Ever again.
You watch What's the Hell on Netflix?
I haven't. But think about it. Anything that you consume, you are one with. So if they're going through yes, a sir. Sickness, you ain't that
thank
sickness.
You. Thank you, man.
You ain't that sickness.
Yeah. Like you finna go eat a nigga that's like and they you know they be trying to cure them birds and
with like needles. Yeah, for sure. A lot of like, needles.
Bro, you just gotta watch that What the Hell.
Man, they pump them
just
too.
Just go give me an onion sandwich, man. I don't want that chicken.
They pump them too. Like if you saw how they preserve these chickens, they put them in this little thing and they pump them with this fluid and it bulk up the muscles and make it plush enough to eat and get a juicy piece of chicken. Mm. So you eat nothing but chemicals and meat. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. Don't think too hard about it.
Yeah, you know.
But what he just said is what you consume, it becomes you. That's the truth because at the end of the day, like I always go back to, that meat and shit is stressed out. Mm-hmm. You know how they've been handled while they're alive?
Mm-hmm.
You done live the whole stressful mm-hmm. life, but still, when you get ready to kill it, it's still gonna be stressed because I know I'm finna die.
Nah, they got well, the they got something. This is just information.
Ahead.
They got something called halal meat. You know, that's in the Muslim community where they basically there's a process to how they slaughter. That sounds crazy, but
how they're slaughtered.
How they're slaughtered.
Okay, but when
basically they're put to sleep.
So they basically die.
They're put to sleep. They are. I'm not going to be funny. They put kind of like put to sleep and then slaughtered. Man, rather than.
How many niggas doing that?
They no, I'm saying that happens in parts of the world. That's how
man,
they do
but listen, though.
Whereas on a chicken farm, they just snapping your neck.
Ain't no meat better than the next.
Thank you.
It ain't. I mean,
you don't think farm raised is better than wild?
I think y'all are slightly biased. Yeah, I
don't know. No, bro.
No, because I still eat fish. So I'm trying to tell you.
And it's stuff going on with the fish, too.
I know it.
All right.
People still eat. I don't even want to start naming restaurants. You can find out all the things that's wrong with it, and people still going to consume it.
Yeah.
We live in a world where we can't even discipline our own minds to stay away from our own poisons.
Thank you.
Facts.
That's true.
So,
like shit, you know.
Yeah, ain't no
shit
good.
Shit, you know. Even these bitches, you know your own this bitch ain't no good. You can't even shake it. It's mindset, bro. It's all this shit is addiction. Mindset.
It's what you consume.
Yep.
Just think, if you consume by your mind the consumption and you still going through that process, we already know that stress is like one of our number one killers in mm-hmm. high blood pressure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But we still ain't salt and thinking too hard.
Mm. Is that because everybody got a vice?
Yeah.
But everybody,
no, you're not. Lying.
Everybody got a vice, though, right?
Yeah.
Everybody sitting in this room has a vice.
Yep, mine is music.
Mm.
If I didn't have an outlet through song, I'd be going crazy.
Mm.
That's the blessing with it all. I can wake up full of stress and write about it and get it through. And then if I make some money off of my messed up thoughts, I feel a little bit better. Because we think about it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It lives in our mind rent free. You got to figure out how you can build more valuable land on your real estate. Your mind is your real estate.
Mm.
Tear down the thought of projects in mm-hmm. your mindset and build mansions with solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
See through marble floors.
Jay still thinking about the ulcer.
Waterfalls.
Look at her. Look at her face. She's still stuck on the ulcer.
I let people choose their own destiny.
For sure.
I'm just gonna show you what this shit do. This shit makes you less aggressive.
Lead by example.
I'm telling you, I think meat, bro, when I start eating meat, I start thinking rational.
Oh, yeah. Your mindset hormones, and everything changed.
Hormones, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's what you put in your body that makes up your you know.
But the world is just in a crazy place. Because I'm going to be honest, like, they doing some messed up stuff to the fruits and vegetables and all that, too. You know they are. They shooting them up, too.
It's more than
I don't see an apple this big in the store and all that.
Yeah, bro, I had some apple. Them motherfuckers never rot.
You see what I'm saying?
You to rot, like, man, damn. This motherfucker ain't going to never get smaller.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You had one of the ones I had. I'm talking about the skin on it got like a texture.
Yeah.
It would never break. I mean, it would never go brown.
Perfect.
I remember soft apples back in the day.
Back in the day, you had 2 days to eat them.
Yeah, the
emo. Get an apple from McDonald's and open it up and leave it on the carpet.
Man, they still got burgers from McDonald's from like 1980
them
that never fucking rotten. Did nothing.
I'm talking about the McDonald's apple spit the cotton off of it. Get off it.
Well, we stay brand new.
I'm trying to tell you, lint free.
Man.
It won't even pick up the trash around it.
Man.
This is spooky, bro. What to do?
It's a different world. Take it one day at a time, dude.
Then they say you can't even grow your own shit because the soil nasty. Soil messed up. Like, yep. The shit, the ground fucked up.
That when good land come in handy. God ain't making no more earth.
God ain't making no more earth. That's a quote.
Damn.
That's real.
Yeah.
But see, now going back to it, this is when everybody want. It might be a day where everybody be begging to be country, too. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Had that farmland and had that soil. Well, we don't say cows or horses. But you see what I'm saying? Like, it might be a day where we begging to be country.
Man, listen, we are country. Let's get into some of that. Like, when you think about it, country derived from the blues. The banjo came from Africa. Mm-hmm. The guitar was constructed and made by a black man.
Mm.
Yes, sir, in the 1800s. It's all the way down to Jimmy Rogers, a white country artist. I just obtained like a collection of 4,000 vinyls. And I came across this song called the Yodel Song by Jimmy Rogers. I heard the trumpet in there, and I'm a huge fan of this one guy that plays the trumpet. And I looked at the credits. I couldn't find him nowhere. Come to find out, Louis Armstrong played on that song. They didn't give him credit.
It's cold.
Then they remastered it in like the 90s and still didn't give him credit. But you can go find out that Louis Armstrong carried that song with his trumpet.
So I wonder why his estate never made a big deal about it.
They probably was owned by people that own like this sound. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you can't, it's a hard fight and a hard battle, but it takes these type of platforms to talk about these things, to get them out there. It's a lot of history that is uncoded. I mean, we get down into the Bible, honestly. But I ain't gonna go that deep. But it was rewritten so many times. It was originally written in Hebrew. Do you know how to read Hebrew? Me neither. So with that being said, we wouldn't know what to translate, even if we knew how to translate. Mm. And then they left things out of there to make women less powerful.
And that's how they tricked us during slavery.
What you mean make women less powerful?
In the Bible, you know, it's still, I mean, like, not to be too biblical, but when you get down to the essence of women in the Bible, it seemed as if they weren't that appreciated, even in the Bible. But that ain't the truth. That ain't the true format. It's just, it's a man-made strength that has been built upon us.
I agree with that.
And they left translation of powerful women out of the Bible.
Hmm.
Name a chapter that's written by way of a woman prophet. Not we couldn't be the only one that had powers. Because we weakened by the most powerful thing, and that's women.
Church.
Blanco preaching on big facts. You know what I'm saying? Who's some of your favorite country artists?
Man, I had the honor of debuting my my Grand Ole Opry debut with Charlie Pride.
Okay.
Legendary. He's one of my favorites. And then I get into like Tim McGraw growing up to listen to
Tim McGraw.
Don't take the girl.
Tim McGraw.
I used to hear that on the way to the country and laugh like, man, he talking something. My list goes on. I got so many country artists that I love to listen to.
Jelly Roll, like Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll is my labor mate.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Salute. I was listening to Jelly Roll before the world knew who Jelly Roll was.
Mm-hmm. You've been at it for a minute.
Lainey Wilson, also one of my label mates. Man, it's just so many different dope country artists. Willie Jones, Rashad, God dang gone, Brittany Spencer, Raina Roberts.
Yeah.
Tony. God dang gone. You got Breland. Let's get back into the roots of that before people even accepted the crossovers, the Nellies, Outkast, like Roll the Parking Lot, with the harmonica and stuff. Come on, man. I mean, we see how the world is formatted, though. When you think about it, to let this sink in, Andre 3000, huge fan, he put out an instrumental body of work playing wood instruments and stuff. But they categorize it as rap. How?
Because he's a rapper. Well, he was discovered as a rapper.
But when he plays that type of eclectic, abstract type of music, how do you categorize it?
They did the same thing to Kanye.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do?
They supposed to classify the music as what the music is.
What is it?
Is eclectic? Is he
percussion?
It really could go as classical.
It could be classical.
Yeah, it really
and it's supposed to live in more than one space because he didn't say one lyric on it. So it's not rap. You can't rap flute.
They marginalized him because of his previous actions and his previous character, who he was basically as a rapper.
Damn.
Yeah, Morgan Wallen could do a record with Lil Durk, but he's still what?
A country artist.
Country artist. Lil Durk did a rap record with him, but he's still
a rap nigga.
Like, music got to start being able to live outside of the boxes because the boxes ain't big enough.
I agree with that.
You only put things in boxes when you're storing them away or you're burying them.
Yeah.
And music is too big for that.
Right.
What about the song, The Hole in the Wall? And what's that song you listen to, babe? I gotta have one more. Is that blues?
What am I gonna start no show?
All that.
Man, you got like Southern
Soul. Male Waiters and all that.
Blues. I'm talking about the whole nine. Like, music, honestly, can't live in one genre, but it's almost built like the Bible.
Let me ask you this.
They section off everything so that you can control or have a meter for everything because things will get cluttered. But I feel like once you cross that bridge, you should be categorized for whatever that sound is.
I think it created a lack of unity, too. You know how big it was when, like, Run DMC finally did that record with, like, what was it, Aerosmith and all that? Like, when people come together amongst different genres, that's unity. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, man. I was on the Hot Country charts. I mean, I made history going into Nashville. The only artist in history to ever debut a song, and go double digits. I went 12 weeks at number one. It's never been done in the country music history, period. And if I decide I wanted to go and do an R&B album, then they're going to have to categorize that as R&B.
What I wonder what they're going to do with Beyonce new stuff, because she's making country now.
She already went number one on the country charts.
Okay, so they did.
So they did it for her, but they just don't do it for nobody else.
No, they weren't trying to really do it like that.
Because there's gatekeepers in Nashville, but when it's consumed by the consumers outside of that, you can't put it in a box. They're going to live in a space that it's going to live in. So that's why I say music is like a playlist now. You can play everything you want to, but know who you are in that day, mm-hmm. or whatever emotion you want to evoke. And pretty much sound creates the vibrations in this earth. Without a soundtrack, life would suck for all of us. Mm. If you couldn't get in your car and ride and listen to something. So music is getting back to the consumers actually telling you what they want to hear it at. And radio is still controlled by gatekeepers. Mm. But streaming made it a way where you can go put out a song right now and all of a sudden you're a celebrity. Social media did the same thing. You can live any facade you want. I know so many broke folk on social media that look like they're winning, and you would think they were winning because they get so many views, so many clicks, but then they go and they stay right off of West End in a $1,200 apartment with not a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? This world, you can build anything you want, and you can look any way you want to, according to social media. Turo. I done seen people rent cars and look like something for a day just to win. And they do it all for what? Women. They said they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
But why are the women doing it?
The women do it, I think, and I can't speak for women. See, I speak for men a lot.
Gotcha.
Because I'm a man.
Right.
Okay, well, I'll be your female fact checker.
Come on, talk to me.
I'll be your female fact checker.
This is what I'm going to say. A lot of women do things to attract men that are successful. And successful men usually find a woman that is open to or already living in a lifestyle that that man don't necessarily have to provide, but he can be a part of it. So a lot
upgraded,
of
upgraded, but it, a lot of, it ain't on me. I could we can upgrade it.
It's marketing,
but it ain't on me solely.
Yeah, so they showing you exactly the type of lifestyle they want to live.
I have to disagree.
I like that. I like disagreeing so I can learn something.
Right,
I can speak for man.
Because a lot of, and I'm just speaking from like experience and like things that I've seen or whatever, but a lot of successful men are intimidated by women that are as successful as they are. So even though like they say they don't want to do this, they don't want to do that, whatever, whatever, they would prefer to have a woman that is, I don't want to say beneath them, but a woman that is not on their same level or not on an even playing field so that they can always have the upper hand in the relationship and the situation.
I think that what America wants you to believe, because if you look at Jay-Z and Beyonce and people that are actually successful together, they're more powerful than anybody.
For sure, but that's like one in a million.
That ain't one in a million. That's a million in a million. But there's that one that's looking in through that one little, you know, spectrum and feel like this is what we should sell or how we should sell it. But as being a successful man, I tell you, I prefer a successful woman. Do you prefer somebody who asks you for everything?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Successful woman, too.
Successful men. Real successful men who are real men. See, my bad.
It depends.
We're living in a world where a lot of
I'm not saying a bum bitch that's finna, that has nothing going on and that's going to ask you for everything. I'm talking about somebody that is a step or two behind so that you can, a lot of men, well, not, let me not say a lot of men. Men, there are men out there that will prefer a woman that is a step or two behind so that they can remain in control and always feel like the man in the situation. Because a lot of times when you're dealing with a woman that is as successful or more
successful. But you talking about a nigga who doubting himself. A man who know he a man ain't thinking about what
he's doing. I think that's a real man.
What you got? I don't give a fuck if I had 10,000, you had 10 million.
A real man.
See, you still a woman. I'm a man.
That's
how I look at it. So that's how a nigga would look at it.
But I feel like, no, I get what you're saying and I totally agree with you.
That's in our community.
But what I'm saying is there's going to be some point in time, if this is a lengthy situation or lengthy relationship throughout the duration of that relationship, where that imbalance is going to cause some type of
friction. if she wants to be the man. That's what's going to cause the imbalance. When she starts acting like, boy, are you boy. When she starts acting like that, then the friction is definitely going
to
come.
When you got a real definition man. Of a real man,
to a real
definition
man, right.
of a real woman,
exactly.
Then you will never have those discrepancies in
real
your household.
Shit. Real shit.
You gonna
real
have
shit.
That.
So
real
saying
shit.
That
give me some. Give me some on that.
That real woman, shit. Real shit. That the woman has to have more feminine than masculine energy.
Yes.
In order for
yes.
it to work.
The only way.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
That's the only one.
If she's a woman,
cheat.
Woman, she gonna be a woman in any situation, no matter what she got, she gonna be a woman.
Any of them.
But even being a woman.
If she got a man.
But even like, even in that situation, even being a woman's woman, sometimes when a woman's woman has a voice in certain situations and certain opinions about certain things, it comes off, even to a manly man, as, okay, like, a little bit too much.
No, yeah, it. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
Listen, we got so many males. We got so many,
like
we got so
like
many males
that's not me.
Pretending to be men that they don't even know how to allow a woman to be a woman.
Exactly.
In order to be that man to her.
Exactly.
So women had to
not
have to kick
woman
up. Women had to kick up. Women had
to
kick up. Because women are guilty for being humble. It comes with y'all character flaw. Y'all are used to sitting in the back and allowing things to happen. When you get out of that humble state of mind and you become modest and own who you are, and you come across a real man, you're going to find balance in a household.
But when you own who you are, even whether real man or not, but when you own who you are, oftentimes that is seen as being aggressive.
No. Because it don't matter what nobody in the room think. When you were the real man, he going to appreciate you.
But when you own who you are and you know how to communicate certain shit that don't sound disrespectful. Like when you're a woman, you know how to communicate with a man. That's all I'm saying. A little girl or what else, another woman that feel like she don't really look at you as a man if she come at you wrong. If you like, I just had a conversation. I just had a conversation with a woman that I know her nigga let her try him how he want. Cause she feel like that's how you talk to men. Like you can't talk to me how you talk to your man, or I'm just gonna. You get what I'm saying? You can't talk to me how you talk to your man. Mm-hmm. Because some men are not like that.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Like, you got some women that come in a room, not all. You got a lot of women. You got some women that come in a room and feel like they can handle men, all men the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't.
Because they're used to being treated away and being able to do exactly what they want to do to some people that ain't men.
And what they saw when they were growing up and what they became accustomed to.
When you find a real man, that's no competition in the room. You're going to be a woman and I'm going to be a man. And we're going to compliment each other. You're going to express the soft side.
If you know how to be a woman. And if you don't know how to be a woman,
you gotta know
you're
how
not
going to gonna
understand or a real how man, to be a woman
a
to a
real
man.
A real man can show you.
I done seen, you're right what you finna say. I done seen women who wasn't real women meet the right nigga and turn into a woman. That's what
it
is.
Yeah, but it was a process.
It don't really be no process. Because when you get around this nigga that show you, I'm a woman. I ain't no nigga. I've been dealing with all these niggas who made me feel like I had to step up and be a nigga. Now around this nigga, I see this how a man make you feel like you could be a woman. That's the difference.
That's even like finding love finally.
Hold up, don't get stuck, big girl.
No, I'm not stuck. Like,
but that's the difference, though.
But speaking specifically on that type of woman that you're talking about, after you've been the nigga with the pants in a relationship for so long, I get what you're saying.
That's
about,
not even in a relationship. That's even with sisters and brothers. You can go somewhere with me and feel like, okay, I'm a girl because I'm with black.
Yeah.
I'm straight. I know I'm Debo J when I'm by myself. I'm woo, but I'm with, bro. This what it is. I ain't gonna be able to move first. Mm-hmm. If you get what I'm saying, you turn into a girl.
Yeah, no, but because I've been with you for 20 years. So.
But what I'm telling you is it's the same thing though. When you first went out with me the first couple of times, whenever we went out together, you knew this is a different move. Like these folks is making sure we're all moving together.
Yeah. It's a real man. Yeah, when it's a real man in the room, you want to be a woman.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying.
Am I tripping?
That's 100%. That's what it is.
There's a real man in the room. You want to be a woman.
But I feel like when there's an intimate side involved in the relationship, it changes the whole dynamic of that. I feel like.
To what
degree? Like when y'all are, it's two different things. Like, okay.
If he ain't really handling business. If he's a man and he handling business, bitch, you just want to be a dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it like, cause I know, bro. I know people like, I know women, female people that have had to be like all their lives and shit, then dealt with niggas, slapped their niggas around, got into it with niggas, fight niggas all their life, like fucking Harpo and Sealy and shit. But it was like when they met that nigga, it didn't happen overnight. It eventually like. Chipped away at the shit like in big chunks.
No, I get what you're saying.
But it's like that shit is unlearn
but
that
she
behavior.
But she showed some type of behavior that she was willing to learn.
Yes, yes.
She showed that from the initial of fucking with the nigga.
Yeah.
Like this ain't no brickhead.
But it takes a certain
she
type
just
of
don't
nigga
know.
To fucking calm that down. Like,
shit. And a woman, the sad thing is, a lot of these women had to go through so many men before they found a real one.
Yep.
Yeah. That's all.
So, I mean, by the time they get to a real one, man, they don't even know how to treat
the situation.
They're tired.
They're tired. Like, they're just tired.
Yeah, no, he said they don't even know how to goddamn.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they got to get reprogrammed. They got to get reprogrammed.
The only way you reprogram when you put that chip in them.
You said put the chip in them.
62 terabytes. Little Joe ass.
That's hilarious.
Oh, God. Okay, so look, this is what I wanted to ask you, too, before I lose my thought. How thin is the line between country, blues, and Zydeco?
You know what a V-less edge is?
Have no clue.
You ever seen Girl with Baby Hair?
Yes.
It ain't
real
no,
or fake.
It ain't no such thing as baby hair. It's called V-less hairs. See, I be knowing too much. V-less hairs are those fine hairs that sit on top of your head that you just brush to the side. That's okay. How thin the line is.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, to the viewers, they can Google what a V-less edge is. It's the finest hair you can find on your body.
Yeah, and if you don't know what Zydeco is or whatever, Google that too, because it's a very, it's like a Zydeco is like a Cajun country.
Oh yeah. It's a lot of people in different.
And go watch the Blues Brothers. You'll get a better idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why Heartache and Lemonade for the title of your project?
Man, because I've been through so much heartache. I had to turn into something sweet.
Okay.
Had to make lemonade out of those lemons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good answer.
But I got a line where I say, Chardonnay, toast to living. Can't always be first, but you can make it cold and you're going to fall back. Mind my own business. When life give you lemon, makes orange juice with it. Like, I make orange juice out of lemonade. Out of lemons.
How the hell you do that?
Listen, I just change the fruit. Wave your hand over it. Make magic out of anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
That's what life is about. But I went through the heartache. I went through the depression after the accident and didn't know if I was going to walk again. And how do you stay in a mind frame like that when you got a song to make everybody smile and get up? And the name of my record was called Get Up. I couldn't stay down.
Yeah.
So I just, it was sheer will and, you know, God's grace that got me to back to where I am. Like, I'm back moving. Better than, not better than ever, but I'm back to moving like great. And that title embodies my walk with God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heartache turned to lemonade.
That's dope.
Hmm. That's what it is. What's next for you, 2024?
Man, we here. Shoot, more investments. Real estate stuff. Got some land here and there.
Probably. Do you have any hogs?
No, I don't got no hogs. But it's funny you brought it up because I thought about something early and I'm going to just rewind and fast forward. Like even down to the the pigs.
Yeah.
You know, when they do boar hunting, you got to catch the pig off guard. Because if you scare the pig and you kill it, the meat ain't no good. Did y'all know that? If you scare
they
the pig.
They eat a lot of that though.
If you
they eating a lot of that scared pig, I'm telling you. You think them folk putting that shit back after they know they don't fucking up.
Man, what happens in the pig body is the muscles and everything contract and makes the meat tougher, almost to being unedible. But companies are softening the meat out and running through processes.
Thank you.
But real boar hunting, you have to catch the pig off a guard and shoot it precisely. So that the meat don't tense up before the adrenaline kick in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Before the pig sweat.
That makes sense.
Man. That's why they got pig skin. It's the closest thing to human skin. You can get a graft by pig skin. You can make a football out of pig skin. I mean, like, it's so many things that you just shouldn't be eating, man. I don't know.
Pretty shit. Eating that tensed up ass meat. This shit fucked up. You know Jay. They ain't catching them all good. They just going out.
Yeah, go do some
Jay's
research.
Face is price. I'm catching Jay's face.
All the way down to the this is a fact now. You got to kill them for the adrenaline kick in. Or you going to be.
So basically.
Eating testosterone.
Mad meat. Well.
That's why they call it mad cow disease.
That's why people are so crazy.
Yeah. Remember mad cow disease?
Nigga eating too much of that bullshit, bro. Nigga can't do nothing but go get a switch. Nigga mad at hell eating that shit, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, mad music, oh, mad food, yeah, mad everything, just angry.
It's horrible, but 2024, my new EP drops April 5th, Heartache and Lemonade. I got a song out right now called Sunshine Shine. It's like the get up on steroids to me. And I'm dropping two more EPs this year. We're doing some touring. I just got back from Qatar and Poland. Doing the USO tour and everything. More of that going on this year. Purpose driven. And doing my free time. I'm working on my old school. I rebuild it myself. The motors, the engine transmissions, I build cars from scratch. I mean, it ain't nothing that I can't touch on the car. I can tell you where the bolts go, standard, metric, whatever.
That's what it is. Blanco Brown, we appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? Coming to the Big Facts, dropping some gems. Make sure you follow him on social media. Make sure you follow us, too. Check us out, www.bigfactspod.com. And you know the Big Facts Network. Like, subscribe, comment, all that. Salute.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck. Your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.